Hold on down to Apple, gonna talk your favorite show.
Do you guys hear that? It's our South Park Family Feud! I've replaced Phil, unfortunately, but he's right here. This song, we should have walked down to this song. Walked into this song. Anyways, you guys, welcome. We are going to be doing our own South Park Family Feud. I'm going to be asking these fine gentlemen to the left 10 questions, multiple choice. Oh, yes, you guys.
Since when?
I've forgiven you from last episode.
For what?
You know what?
For
I haven't forgiven you.
A whole lot of smack talking.
I haven't forgiven you for hating America.
Oh, my.
And loving Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, inside jokes, but he's just a hater, you guys. But today, I'm on both of your sides. I'm going to ask them the questions, and then I'll keep track of the points in the winner. I don't know, maybe I'll like one of you more than the other. I'll think of the prize.
That's a decent prize.
But let us introduce ourselves. I'm Steph Sabra, and to my left,
I'm Phil Svitek.
I'm Christian Blatt.
Okay, let's get right into this, you guys.
How does this work?
I will be presenting the question.
Okay.
What format are the questions?
Purely just a straight up question.
How many questions?
And then I'm going to give you four multiple, like A, B, C, and D.
Okay.
10 questions.
10 questions.
And then
is there a tiebreaker?
Oh, there. Yeah, I have
great.
A tiebreaker question.
Great.
For sure. So I guess just raise your hand and whoever I see up first will answer the question. Or do you guys?
Or do we want to shout? That'll be more obnoxious.
We could. Whatever you want. And by the way, for those of you at home, you get to participate too. Now we're gonna do the honor system where if you get the answer before us, then just write in the comment section and we'll believe you.
We'll believe you.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Okay, are you guys ready for that, though?
Yeah,
are you guys going to shout it out?
I'm going to shout.
Okay. So whoever we
like,
just...
I'll go like, me!
We shout the answer or we just shout me?
That we know it? Yeah, I'll shout the answer, I guess.
Yeah.
It seems like it's
shout
simpler.
The answer. Yeah. And then Anthony, our engineer, help me out. Help me help you. Help me.
Can we hear the sound answer. Effects from there in the booth? Mystery engineer, whatever your name is.
It's on.
That's for the winner.
Let's get ready to get ready.
That's
and
for
that's
the
for the loser.
That one hits close to home. I hear that a lot in my life.
Okay, number one. In season one, which one of the four boys bulks up using weight gain 4,000? A, Stan Marsh. B, Kyle Bravo.
Kenny.
C, Eric Cartman. D, Kenny McCormick.
C, Cartman.
I'm warming you guys up. So that was a win. Thank
for
you.
Who?
One
for
point
me, for
Christian.
Cartman and I have 1 point.
Okay.
We're just waiting to hear the letter. I'm like, I know who it is.
I know.
I won't get any more the rest of the night.
Okay, number two. In season three, which actress voiced Miss Stevens on the children's trip to Costa Rica? A, Courtney Cox. B, Lisa Kudrow. C, Jennifer Aniston. D, Barbara Streisand.
Courtney Cox. Lisa Kudrow.
I will say Jennifer Aniston.
Christian!
I don't know what the letter was.
By default.
Yeah, well, because
by default!
Because you guessed two and they were both wrong.
Yeah, so
and I knew
one
it wasn't Barbara
answer.
Streisand because of Mecca Streisand.
DQ.
You're finding my kryptonite. It's the early seasons.
Okay, then maybe you won't like this one either. Number three, in season five, which celebrity is denied a drink in Skeeter's Bar in cocktails? A, P. Diddy. B, Snoop Dogg. C, Will Smith. D, Kobe Bryant.
Ooh, Will Smith.
I'm going to go with P. Diddy.
Wrong.
All right, so we're both wrong.
Okay.
Well, this was the episode.
I don't remember this episode.
This was with the where the black people invade.
Yeah.
Here come the neighbors.
Yeah, here comes the neighbors.
Okay.
It's Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, that's why. Oh.
No.
If it wasn't Will, I knew Will was prominently featured in that episode, so I just went for Will.
That was kind of specific, but I'm really glad I stumped you guys on that one.
Tony, you're keeping score, right?
I am, too.
Great.
Okay. No, he's not.
Yeah.
Number four. In season six, who decides to become a vegetarian when trying to save baby cows? A, Eric Cartman. B, Leopold Butterscotch. C, Kyle Broflovsky. Or D, Stan Marsh.
Kyle.
Yay!
He was so confident when you said Kyle.
Phil gets a point. He's on the board.
Damn right.
Nice.
I guess I'll just let Christian answer. I feel like that's the strategy. I throw out these things and he knows, okay, that's wrong.
I let you thin the herd a little bit so that I only have two choices left. It's like basically on Millionaire when you do the 50-50. Phil go first and then I only have two choices.
Maybe next time we do this, we should do it like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and have a call-in.
Yeah, but our phone-a-friend is always going to be Anthony in the booth.
Exactly. Yeah, because I don't have friends.
I don't
either. I was a little nervous. I was like, ooh, yeah, what I call? Right.
Yeah, you guys aren't my friends either.
but you're there.
What about me?
Well, you can't play if you're the person.
Friend. I know, but friendship. We're just talking friendship.
Okay. That's what we're trying to win right now.
Yeah, we're cheering him.
On to number six.
we're on number six?
No, we're on five.
Oh, thank the Lord.
So sorry, boys. I was just mixing up the questions in my portal. In season seven, which one of the four boys is a bit behind with the fad of dressing metrosexual? A. Sorry. Stan Marsh. B. Eric Cartman. C. Kenny McCormick. D. Kyle Broflovsky.
Kyle.
Nice. Phil with the point!
Damn right. Kyle.
Sam dressed just like his father, Randy.
It's definitely Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle's always the last one to kind of get involved.
That's true.
Yeah. You know,
we know.
I won't say why, but it's a J word.
No. Yeah.
And I will not say it on this show.
It's Jay-Z.
You guys are sick, and now we're on six.
I'm sure.
I know that was a slip up, but okay, number six. In season eight, which kid gets seriously injured while playing with ninja weapons? A, Token Black. B, Jimmy Valmer. C, Craig Tucker. D, Butters.
Butters.
Oh, that sounds like a tie.
That was a tie.
You gotta give it to both.
Okay. You each get a point.
All right.
One for you and one for you. Nice work, guys. I love that episode, actually.
It's a good episode.
It's pretty gruesome, though. Okay, number seven. In season nine, which celebrity is not stuck in Stan Marsh's closet? A, John Travolta. B, Tom Cruise. C, Nicole Kidman. D, R. Kelly.
Nicole Kidman.
Correct!
Although, did R. Kelly never made it into the closet, did he?
I believe he was in the
closet.
I mean,
he's in the episode.
He walks out of it.
Yeah. He goes.
He wasn't
in the closet
really trapped.
Too.
He just wanders through closets.
Yeah. And it was his song. He's always trapped in the closet.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Usually if you're a girl under 16, he's in your closet. Yeah.
Yeah. He's trapped in some sort of.
Yeah.
I knew Nicole was the safe answer.
Yeah.
Safe word. Number eight. In season 10, who has an illicit affair with a teacher named Miss Stevenson? A, Eric Cartman. B,
Ike.
But you don't have the choice yet.
I don't need the choice.
What if she didn't have it as a choice?
Then that would be a shit question.
Honestly.
Bonus points.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I feel like I have to give that to both of you only because I know that's a very special episode for
It's a very special episode, but.
Just because it's a special episode, we're giving out points to everybody?
It's a special episode to Ike as well. I was waiting for the letter, but that's all right. Phil did answer first. He can have it.
That's very mature of you.
It's all right.
I appreciate you.
I don't actually want to be your friend. So
oh my gosh!
You look so convincing in the early rounds.
Yeah, but
really heartbroken. You might not be able to tell, but I am. So I'll move on to number nine. In season 12, which girl beats up Eric Cartman after his comments about breast cancer? A B Shelley Marsh, C Wendy. Oh, sorry. This one was messed up. I have to give you... I have other questions, though. So we're just going to throw that one out.
Well, what was the answer? Wendy? Yeah. So how is it...
What? I only had three answers. I only had A, B, and C.
Well, you know...
You could have just made one up.
If we ever do one in the future, and maybe I pick the questions, maybe I've only got three for the one that I do. So it's all right. But fine. If my Wendy doesn't count, it's fine.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, you guys. I should have improv that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're starting over. In season 15, what do Cartman and Kyle sell at their food stand? A, hot dogs. B,
burgers. Ask burgers specifically, if you were asking.
She wasn't asking, but you...
I wasn't correct. Finished asking, but Phil gets the point.
I mean, come on, it's one of my favorite episodes. It's when we talked about... I was remiss when we talked about the drinking episode for St. Paddy's Day that I didn't say this one, because they combine the Matrix with just downing shots of Jameson. Not sure. Shots, but like a giant-ass bottle. And that was the only way to survive the world, is just being blind drunk.
Okay. Next question.
What number of question is this?
We're on 9.
Okay.
Again? That we just finished 9.
Well, because one we had to throw out.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that I got right, I'll point out. But that's
sorry.
Okay. No, it's all right.
In season 16, Butters has some anger issues and has to go to his native state. Which U.S. state is that? A, Utah. B, Alaska. C, Florida. D, Hawaii.
I mean, I know the answer. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. If you want to check out that episode. Best locations. I'll say it.
You go.
Hawaii.
Yes! Phil! Okay. One last question. The Mormon prophet is A, Randy. B, Terrence. C, Phil Svitek. D, Joseph Smith.
It should be Phil Svitek, but it's obviously Joseph Smith.
Christian got a point! You're kind of a prophet in your own right, just not the Mormon prophet.
Yes.
That's where I was going with that answer.
Also, you're responsible for profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So you see, that's much more important in this day and age.
Yes.
Okay, you guys. So the end result, Christian, you have 4 points.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And honestly, you should get another point for my mess up
for my
question.
Wendy?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely...
Well, since I'll still lose, I might as well get that point. Yeah.
Phil does take home my friendship today with 6 points.
It's better for the show that you and I not be friends, Steph. So I feel pretty confident that this is how it was destined to be.
Phil, do you have an acceptance speech?
I would like to thank all the trolls who have propelled me to this point in my life where I just hide away from the world and just watch South Park. And honestly, Matt and Trey, you are endgame. What do the kids say? Give me a catchphrase here. I'm searching. What do they say? Yes, queen!
Yes, queen!
Whatever.
Yes.
So that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think this was fun.
Yeah, I know. Christian's going to get a chance to quiz Phil and I, and I'm sure he will learn from my mistakes of today's episodes, and I'm
actually kind of scared about the questions
you give.
It's all right. There's only 3 choices for my questions.
It's ironic because you will test me and Steph's friendship.
Yeah, that's
by
true.
By pinning us against each other.
I'm going to try to
rip you apart. I'm going to try to win
I want Phil all to myself.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to win your friendship. You're trying to lose my friendship and then trying to get Phil.
Yeah. You know, everybody wins in that scenario. Oh, except you.
You guys...
Ah, there we have it.
All right.
That's it for tonight's episode. So, yeah, look out for the next trivia in the coming weeks. We'll probably get that out in 2 weeks. And we'll have a few other episodes. Now we're shooting every 2 weeks, so catch us on YouTube or iTunes podcasts.
Absolutely.
And then do you guys want to anything to shout out in particular?
Our Silicon Valley After Show. Me and Christian do a Silicon Valley After Show here on AfterBuzz TV, so definitely check that out. Why not?
And check out Marvel TV Weekly Monday nights here at AfterBuzz. That's at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Oh, gosh, how exciting. And I'll be on Krypton with our engineer, Tony Anthony, every Sunday at 4 p.m. So check that out. I'm Steph Sabra, you guys. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you in a few weeks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.